Welcome to the talk about Polygen. Title of the talk is Ending Flame Wars with Polygen, and we will see how we can use a software tool to end flame wars. I don't see Amaya. She wanted to come.
She's just standing outside.
Okay, pull her in.
So we wait.
No, because I need her for something. In the meantime, I'll show you something about Polygen. Alright, we have good. Things you can do with Polygen is, well, generate text. You wait to get installed Polygen, and then you have it. You do man Polygen data, and you see some of the text that you can generate. For example, you can have Genius, which generates Q&A. So if you want to add some Q&A to your pages for your favorite software tool, that's automatic. And you can have it do it for you. Very useful. Or in case you use Photoshop, you can get hints for it. Or, well, other many things, like if you want to make a video game, it will get some names for you. It's got like, if you want to make a playlist of hardcore metal song, again, it can do great stuff. But that's out of the box, that's upstream, right? What I did, well, once is this. I went to a science and technology study conference, and I've been reading through the titles of the proceedings, and so, well, they've been to my brain for a while, and I put them down. Alright. But let's have a look at how Polygen works. Polygen works just like Bison. Okay, let's resize vertically as well. You know Bison? It generates a grammar parser. So you can tell it, oops. You can tell it how a grammar is made, so we have an expression, this for algebraic stuff. We have an expression, which is either a number or an expression plus another expression, and so on. And then Bison will generate a parser for it. So who's not familiar with Bison? That's how it works. You have a... let's see if I can do it. Yeah, wait. Oh, so nice, with the arrow. You have a non-terminal symbol, which expands to a set of possible instances of the grammar. And then, well, you have other non-terminal symbols, so a line is either an empty line or an expression and an empty line and so on. And then in Bison you attach, well, code to it. Polygen works exactly the same. You define a similar grammar, very, very similar, and what it will do is generate an instance of the language. Just as easy. If you want, you can use it to test your software. That's another use of Polygen, but it's too serious. So we won't do Polygen for testing. We want to end flame wars with Polygen. Okay, so let's have a look on how to build a grammar for Polygen. Polygen has a really nice manual in user share doc. So this is a very simple sample grammar. It generates answers from FTP master people. You can define the, well, you have to define in Polygen two non-terminal One is the metadata non-terminal, and the other is the main non-terminal for the grammar. So that's metadata, title, author, language, whatever. It's useful when you submit it upstream, they will put it in the Polygen website. And that's the main non-terminal. It generates either nothing or no. This symbol is nothing. So then we do
how Polygen. How do you generate underscores?
Within quotes.
Okay, very nice.
So we do Polygen Elmo, and it was... All right.
I think nothing should be more probable.
Okay. So we have the first step. We have to control the probability of things, right? So we do the second, well, we evolve a bit. Polygen is a really advanced tool, actually, so we see Elmo1. And we can actually control the probability of things, and we can say that most of the time they don't answer. So, when you put a plus on top of one part of the grammar, you increase the probability. Actually, what it does is it expands it in something kind of like this. There's two plus, mm-hmm. and we'll kind of repeat that. It changes the probability, like in that way. So we're going to do Polygen Elmo 1. Nothing, nothing, no, nothing, no. Doesn't sound too bad. Okay, so that's the idea. Well, general idea of Polygen. Let's see some more features. This generates taglines for my presentations. Let's have a look. Right? That's it. And so let's see some new features. So we have if one word, unquoted word, has a capital letter, then it's a non-terminal. If it's a small, if it has a small letter, if it's not capital, it's a normal word. Words are joined with one space in the middle. And okay, so you have the main grammar is this one. Actually, another feature is that you can add the non-terminals to the metadata. So when you ask Polygens about the metadata, it's going to Polygen. By the way, Polygen man Polygen data changes for every release because most grammars reuse the non-terminals in the metadata. Okay, so we can have the main thing that calls other non-terminals, we can define as much as we want. And then every non-terminal has, well, they have different implementations. And then you can control the probability of things. It's pretty all right. Simple enough. Okay. So how to get the metadata, Polygen. Am I right? No. One only dash. And that's the metadata. Okay, this is more like it. All right. Oh, I got my email address wrong. Whatever. All right, let's see some more things, and let's start into the topic of solving flames. Okay, this one. There was a problem with Debian women, with people that approach you on IRC and try to pick you up. So I generate a grammar that would solve the problem totally by making some satire. Actually, it helps running it through FMT. I don't know. And since it's IRC, it helps to run it through BIF.
Yeah.
Oh god. Once you put that in the wild, no one is going to harass you like that anymore. They will have to have a bit more fender. Okay, let's see what came in. Okay, so we have a salutation, introduction, compliment, a self-introduction, some compliment, and a proposal. The curly brackets that you see here, I so much like that, and how I discovered about it yesterday, I'm so happy.
How are you doing that?
It's Gromit.
What?
Gromit. A package called Gromit. It's such a great package. And alright, these arrows means that all the items between the curly brackets can be swapped. Mm. So sometimes I have salutation, compliment, introduction, proposal, and sometimes I have salutation, introduction, compliment, and proposal. And then I have salutation, which is like hey or hi, and then person or cutie. Could be also baby. But then which again expand with some of the Debian of the usual targets for these sort of things, and some introduction and so on. Now here's a new feature. This one looks a bit strange. If I don't put this one, what I have is that I have 50% of possibility of having QD. And 50% of having one of the names. But what I want instead is to have an even probability of all of them. So this greater than signs means expand person in line. So it basically gets replaced by all this. That way I can have I can group things and have a bit more control on things. Alright, then we have other... minus is the opposite than plus. And well, this would be like a real complement, which doesn't usually happen on IFC, so I reduce the probability of it. And this would be like a real proposal, which means that people are serious. It doesn't really happen on IFC, so again, we lower the probability of it. And that was one. So let's see, we have another pickup line, a bit more, this is a bit more advanced, it's kind of same version as before, but it does a bit more. Well, there was another, okay, here, it tries to make a nice, more articulated compliment. It can say, you are something, so we can see it on, you are a hacker. Or, it doesn't happen that often to show, but, alright, well, whatever. We can make it generate some more complicated phrases, like, you are a pro, you are so pretty, you are the coolest. Language is a bit crappy, you have like all sort of concordance, like you can put A in front of something, you can have to put N in front of something else. So Poison allows you to define a non-terminal here with some kind of modifiers in the front. So we can define that these ones are names, these ones are adjective, these are superlatives, and then I can use them. You are a name, or you are so adjective, or you are the superlative. Or I can just use quality somewhere else. So I can actually choose to use them all, or to use some of them, choosing which one. And this is useful to start matching articles with names. All right, the rest is pretty much the same. We have another one, which is this hat sign. There. Yeah. Moment. Good. this sign over here. It means to join without spaces. Poisson by default concatenates with spaces. In this case, we want to add a comma after the phrase, so we don't want a space before the comma. And this sign does exactly that. It avoids having a space in front of it. Okay, so that was another feature. What the hell? Okay. Right? And we've seen a bit more. So that was to exercise the crappy pickup lines. Now we have the problem with flameworks. So a major one is the hot babe one. And we can generate pieces of the hot babe flame. And so on. And here we can see a bit more of the polygon features. For example, grammars can be recursive. So I can say that the main non-terminal calls itself. And that will have a repetition of things. So you can either say nothing, but that's unlikely. Or, well, you have a phrase, sorry, which is followed by nothing, or a conjunction of some kind, and again, another instance of the language. And then, okay, you are, and here we see again the modifiers. You can be an idiot, or you can be a fanatic, and you can actually get them all. You have optional words, so you can say where is freedom of speech, or you can say, where the fuck is freedom of speech? So the squares gives you a half, a 50% percentage of having it. If you want to control it more finely, and you don't just like 50%, you will have to do it with the expanded form. And then you can say that people swear more often than not. But then, for the purpose of demonstrating things, I leave it like this. All right, and then, okay, and also, and then, but they are optional, so I can also have just and. This is already like something basic we have. All right, so with this one, we defeat the hot babe flames. And then, what's the biggest problems in Dev and Devel? Of course. Well, I swear, I went through 5 or 6 of his emails and just picked up phrases and put them in. And so on. Okay, so this is a bit more complicated, which shows a bit more features of it. Slash, this slash here, means a capital letter. I mean, a piece of text has to begin with a capital letter, but then you want to recycle words, so you can just say, put a capital letter at the beginning. Actually, it's maybe clearer if I just separate it. Of it, it's confused with C. So I said, well, discourse, it's all, you see, not capitalized. But then I make it capital with this. Discourse, dot, and then a conclusion may be repeated. And then the discourse, it's, well, okay, usual things. And conclusion, well, pick it, I mean, adjective and phrases I pick up from the email. It's been really quick to put on this grammar. And you can see ways of expanding it to a more consistent way. So, this is a bit of how Polygon works. We have another one here, the one for the algorithms. You see, I had to put pluses in front of the number, because X can expand in things that call it twice. so it tends to become exponentially long and blow up polygen stack. So I had to suggest that it should mainly choose numbers. And I remove a space before the minus sign in case of a the negation operator, and I remove space between parentheses and the expression. All right, a number is a number followed by other number, again removing the space. Optional number, removing the space. Now you have an idea what polygon is, and if there is some flame that speaks up like and gets really annoyed, just have to make a new grammar, post it to the list, and ask people to do something different than what's generated by the grammar. Or submit it to me, I can put it together with the polygon package, polygon data package. Polygon man page is generated by a polygon grammar as well. But then the only thing, I made it quick, so the only thing that's really generated is this. So it should be improved. That's a call for containership. Then other ways of invoking polygon. Okay, there's another one that I created, just. for your entertainment. More ways of invoking polygon. You've already seen that you can invoke polygon like moment. Okay. You can invoke it like this. You can type it through FMT to make it nicer. Well, you can type it through BIF. But then Andrew Suffield doesn't deserve BIF, right? So it's more like of a chef. But then, well, he's serious, I mean, in what he does. Doesn't deserve, I mean. And you can do, well, other things like well, let's do the flame work. Hot babe. Well, you know that Kausei has many skins. So you can actually add, use different like faces for it. I'm not going to use one at random because some of them are a bit gross. And so, well. And well, that's the idea. Or if you are lazy, you can just have polygon do it for you.
Wow. I'm afraid.
And so on. Oops. Oh, by the way, this is the bio of the polygon, of the author of polygon. Alvise Spanoi is upstream. And there's a grammar with his biography. The polygon website is completely auto-generated by polygon. No way. Unfortunately, it's in Italian. Did I connect the cable? Up to the desk? Stay there, do something. All right, this, of course, changes, and this has all the grammars. Well, it doesn't read that well. This is like from, well, there's an English version. But they used to have an English website, but then they thought they only had Italian users, and then they packaged it for Debian, and they're hopeless. My goal is to force them to bring the website again. There was the... they had all sort of cool stuff to use, for cool components for the website, and so on. It's pretty funny. And so that's nice introduction to Polygon. How much time do we have left?
20.
20? So what's your current issue that needs to be solved in Debian? Let's do it.
Fix the website.
I mean social issue.
Last night's drinking?
Too loud and...
Too loud singing.
Okay.
Yeah, that is at least
on the mailing list. If you don't know it, you were in it.
I was sleeping 7 kilometers away and didn't even hear it.
All right, you cheater.
Yeah. It's amazing you couldn't hear it like...
So, I had put down some ideas actually for the Polygon bot. Okay, we have RC pickup line done. Update thread arguments done. Asophil answer done. Oops, come back to me. Okay. This is other ideas I had.
Writing change logs is a pain. Can we get a change log?
Change log?
I want random select bugs too.
Change log from what package?
We can make a Brandon Robinson change log generator.
You dev. Yes.
All right. So. Okay, let's pick it up for. Let's pick some sample data. There, and so we have, alright. Well, it will be a problem to make the version monotonic. Well, I hope you'll bear that with me. So, package, udev, just in case, for future expansion. semicolon, finish that. And then we have package, parentheses, version. This is to avoid the space. You see there's no space here. Unstable. We always release to unstable?
No. Low probability stable.
All right. So, distro. Stable, unstable, testing, experimental. Maybe I should
propose
put them.
Updates.
Put
some pluses.
But unstable is not more probable.
Just
right. Can you think of another one?
Stable post updates.
Oh, do you have stable?
Security updates.
Security dash updates.
Yeah.
No.
Or post updates.
I was thinking more of a.
Stable.
Christian Marinat?
Yeah.
Something. Okay. Debian
non-legal.
Alright. Distro. And then again, no space. Urgency equals. Urgency. High, medium, low,
critical.
critical.
Can make someone be completely in uppercase.
What?
Sometimes they're all in uppercase. All caps.
People write them in all caps?
Or just it's high.
Right? Can we capitalize it? No, but we can actually solve it very easily. Vim helps. I was wondering how come it's colorized, because I don't remember Vim having colors for a poison grammar, but then it's for the because of the changelog. Alright.
That's awful.
Okay.
Good.
And then we have a couple of new lines.
Oh, that's a bit sexist. That should be fucking now, dude or girl.
Or do that.
Yeah. Or do that.
Fucking now.
Okay, good. And then we have many lines, items. And then we have the sig.
Yeah, two black lights.
What?
Two black lights.
Yeah. Right, okay. Two empty lines, space dash dash. Maintainer.
Would there be a problem with the capital for non-terminal, high, medium, low, critical?
No, that's quite okay. I think it's everything is capitalized. These are non-terminals. I have to expand still.
Yeah, but high, medium, low, and critical are...
Oh, right. Yeah. You're definitely right. All right.
And about that as well.
Well, in this case, now that I think about it, it's polygon, right? So why don't do...
Do that.
We can, we do it, right?
Actually, it's always too bad because the testing script is a woman, isn't it? It's Britney.
Right. Well, okay.
The script is always a woman.
Then we have the maintainer.
Oh my god.
And then we have one extra space and the date. Okay. Well, I would put that in the maintainer. So we have to fix items.
Urgency, high, medium, low, the upper line also needs to be coded.
No, that's fine. They are small caps.
Oh.
So it's a line, and then nothing or items again, because we have many items.
Plus in front of the items.
Sorry.
A plus sign inside front of the items.
Okay, to make it longer, we can add a plus sign here. And okay, and then we have the maintainer. Right? Who can NMU this? Or other possible NMUers?
Oh my god.
It's a question, could you actually have it so that if it was an NMU, it would it would toggle other options also in other places?
It will do what?
That if it picks, if it chooses to say this is an NMU,
then
it would also, then it would pick from one pool, a sub pool of the maintainers, and it will also make the tag an NMU or not.
Keep it simple.
No, I think you can. You can do it with the modifiers.
Okay.
You can choose to generate like a non-terminal NMU or a non-terminal non-NMU.
My question was, when it does it randomly, instead of randomly picking an NMU signal, you could randomly pick if it was an NMU or not. And if it was an NMU, it should take randomly for the NMU for the NMU signal.
Yeah.
Okay. That is, you do it now, but is it
possible? Sorry? Either an NMU one or a normal one, and that propagates down. So I say that, normal.
Oh.
And then NMU.
Think of someone.
Whatever, just to put something. Need to put all the things. Okay. So what else changes with an NMU?
We still need version terminals, don't we?
Yeah, we have the version and date, at least.
Right.
So version... It's always zero dot.
Yeah.
Zero. And then we have number.
Joint without space.
Boring.
Can we help with that too?
Too much? Without space, zero num.
Another number.
Two numbers.
Two numbers.
Okay, let's do it like this, or num,
yeah.
or possibly num, and let's concatenate it. All right, dash, just a number. It's quite powerful. It's an unbelievably complex piece of software. It's really like, I'm amazed by my upstream. And then we need to make the line. It always closes a bug. Or insults people, maybe? No.
Closes a bug or just introduces a new one.
Right.
Introduces numbers.
I need to recycle the digit. They're usually six.
Yeah.
Closest number things and so on. That's how they do it. There's also a dot space, and then
actually to make the bug be a separate terminal so you can repeat it. But
right.
Yeah. I don't want to.
You mean closer on your first parentheses.
All right, close bug, we have it.
There's a couple of spaces and the asterisk or...
In the web?
There's the asterisk and a couple of spaces in the line.
Oh no, they're okay, I think.
You haven't specified the name.
All right, you're very right.
Cool.
Actually, I only need one. The other is added by polygon. Or I can do both. And the polygon, not to bother. All right, then we have a verb. Object. And then context. Well, let's make it simple. Verb. Fix.
Use.
Or
work.
Bork. Okay. Marco is never very vulgar, except in English. So the object support
group or something.
TempFS, detection, report, whatever, context. For context, USB printers. I mean, that's quite easy.
You can add mount to the verbs and you mount.
You dev what?
So you could add mount or EU mount to the verbs because it's you dev buckets.
All right. Then one can add other things like. We have the line. Let's ask Polygon, what do we miss? Line 15. There's an extra dash here. Oh, right. This. He's quoting.
You're missing the asterisk yet?
Oh, 44. All right, the crappy.
You're missing the asterisk at the beginning of the lines.
Right. Asterisk there, and then we need the date as well. Okay, let's comment. The comment syntax is strange, isn't it? Because polygon is written in OCaml. Which is the only language you could use to write this stuff. Because if you try to do that in C, you spend like 8 years implementing the same thing. It has the complexity of GCC. Now, OCaml is a really high-level language, really good for writing all sorts of...
It's kind of like Prolog or something like
that? No, it's more like Haskell, the sort of functional, but... And then, okay, date. You always work on a Sunday or on a Saturday. And then and then alright, we do
more on Saturdays.
Can you pick up a date from the system?
What?
Can you pick up a date from the system so that we don't have to sync it up?
I asked if it's possible to run shell comments inside the grammar, but it's not implemented yet. Because I wanted to invoke polygon. To recycle other grammars. But then Upstream answered me that he plans to do it in a more proper way by actually compiling the stuff all inside the other in a smart way. It's okay. I respect your wish.
You want to use Polygem to generate the grammar?
That can be done.
Okay.
Okay, okay, let's cut it short. Was it?
Digit. You have the digit.
I mean, it's a... And then... And then it's plus one, because we are in... Actually, if it's Suffield, it should be plus zero. So we should actually do it with a context as well and pick it up. But
next, next version.
Yeah, yeah, next version.
Put it back.
Okay, this doesn't need spaces in the beginning.
Works.
There's one line too much.
Yes.
Yeah. Those lines too high. You need
the
line.
Because
line.
Always a Sunday. Slash.
Where's the line too much?
Okay.
Ah, because it's got an end line, right?
Yeah.
And so it's up.
It doesn't say.
There's the end.
Yep.
And you don't have bugs.
Hey,
yeah, we're close to a stable.
So distro
line.
It's got what was it? Unstable.
Line the closest.
Line should have closest.
Closest are missing. Closest back number.
Yeah.
All right, I didn't add it in the end of line.
Yeah. Close back.
No.
Yep.
Capitalize the first letter
and then the version number, the extra spaces.
Yeah. The version number. Oh, all right. What's that crap?
You didn't cancel it.
Digit. Okay. Version. Concat. And num. Okay. Here.
You have really to hurry because we have to leave that building on time, and everything you make longer, you cut from the last one.
All right.
Sorry.
So I think we're done. We've seen how to post one, make one. Ha ha ha!